Hey guys, happy Friday. Welcome back. Today I wanted to talk to you all about reverse dieting. Yes, I've done a podcast on this previously that walks you through what it is and how you can do your own. But today I wanted to talk a little more in depth on some questions I get around it and really how reverse dieting can meet you where you're at. So typically a reverse diet is used as a diet after the diet. But in a lot of cases, it can be used before you actually go into a dieting phase. So I'm going to talk a little more about that today and just some frequently asked questions around it, just so you guys can get a better understanding, again, how a reverse can really meet you where you're at, because it can truly be for anyone, whether you're ending a dieting phase or you're just somebody who is super inconsistent with a dieting phase. Maybe you're somebody who's never counted macros before, and this is a really good place to start as well. So again, we'll talk about that and some questions I get with it. But the first thing I'm going to do is just explain what reverse dieting is for those of you who this might be the first episode you've ever listened to. Maybe you haven't listened to the episode I did on reverse dieting. So we're just going to start there and kind of build from that. So reverse dieting, again, I usually refer to it as the diet after the diet, because this is essentially, a reverse is where you're basically flipping a diet on its head. So we know with a regular diet, if you're in a calorie deficit, as you're losing weight over time, your body is going to adapt to that, to those calories. It will lower your calorie output, the calories that you burn, in order to conserve energy. And it's called metabolic adaptation. And so that is a survival response from your body. So that is basically like your body keeping you alive during periods of starvation, basically. And I know that sounds crazy, but a diet is really a controlled form of starvation because you are restricting calories. So your body over time will adapt to that and it will conserve energy. And so that's where your NEAT, your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, that's where that will decrease, and it will do things even like with digestion and sleep and your period. If you're a woman, you may lose that because your body is going to do anything it can to conserve energy across all planes so that it keeps you alive. That's a normal bodily response when you're dieting. So again, with dieting, you have to decrease calories over time to overcome metabolic adaptation to keep losing weight. So with a reverse diet, it is flipping that diet upside down. So you are increasing calories over time so that you can build your metabolism back up, so that you get to a healthy calorie intake. And it also will help with things like sleep, energy, satiety, food focus, hormones, cortisol, sex drive. I mean, I could go on forever. So it just helps with tons of different things there. And that is why reversing after ending a dieting phase is so important, because for one, when you start a dieting phase, your maintenance calories are what they are. At the end of a dieting phase, if you have lost weight, your maintenance calories will be lower because it requires fewer calories to move and maintain a smaller body. So most people mess up after they diet. They just revert back to eating how they were previously, the amount they were eating, and they get really sloppy. And that's how they start gaining weight back, because they haven't taken time to reverse diet to their new maintenance, practice eating at that new maintenance intake to maintain the new lower body weight. So that's why reverse after a diet is so important, again, so that you're restoring all the biofeedback I mentioned before with like sleep, hunger, food focus, energy, sex drive. So you're restoring all of those things, but it also gets you to a place to practice eating at that new maintenance so that you don't have to track forever. You can eat a little more intuitively, but you have to have a period of practicing that so that when you are at that maintenance and you're not tracking, you know like what feels, you're going to know if you're overeating for that day, even if you're not tracking, especially if you have been at maintenance for, you know, a few months of practicing, you're going to know what a normal day of eating looks like for you. So some of the common questions that I get with reverse dieting, or the more commonly asked questions. So some people will ask, and this is the main thing I wanted to talk about, do you have to do it at the end of a diet? Or do, if I'm not done dieting, you know, how do I know that I need to reverse right now if I'm cutting right now? And this is where a lot of people that are in my January shred are finding themselves. They're like, okay, do I need to sign up for the reverse with M for February, or do I need to continue cutting? Now, that's a question that I can't personally answer for you, but I can give you all of the details here that you can ask yourself these questions to know, okay, yes, I need to go ahead and reverse, or no, I'm still good to continue a dieting phase. So if you are in a diet right now and, you know, calories are in a good place, your energy feels good, you're being very consistent, so your adherence is really good, you're not having those days where you're like restricting and then overeating, so the consistency is like all over the place, but you've been really consistent, you're not overly hungry, and when I say overly hungry, I mean like starved to death, like you're managing hunger well, and you feel like, okay, I could go longer doing this even if my calories got a little bit lower. If you're someone that your calories are already super low and you're having a hard time with consistency, obviously that's going to be a no-go. but if you're feeling good, energy's good, you feel like, hey, I can still be consistent if calories drop a little lower, you have a little more weight to lose, you've looked out at your calendar and you've not seen anything coming up that would give a hard time with consistency. So like you're looking and in 2 weeks you don't have like a Florida vacation coming up. Like you don't have anything on the horizon that is going to make adherence hard for you. So you've looked at those things. Yeah, you could continue dieting on if your calories aren't super low and you're feeling good and you don't have anything that's going to mess with your consistency. Especially if you're somebody that's in the shred and you've only been dieting for like 3 weeks going on four, most people are going to need longer than 4 weeks in a cutting phase. So for those people, I would say, yes, keep on doing what you're doing. Join the monthly membership. Get your workouts where they're updated, you know, every month so that you have, you're still following a program that's based on progressive overload and challenging yourself. And then utilize the podcast I put out a couple weeks ago that walks you through adjusting your macros when and how, so that, yes, you can continue dieting. Now, if you're someone that is, maybe you're in the shred, maybe you're not, maybe you're someone that just started a diet in January, or you've been dieting since November, I don't know, and you're having a really hard time with consistency. So maybe it's that calories are in a really low spot and you're doing really well through the week, but the weekend comes and you want to be more social and you find yourself, you know, drinking and hanging out with friends, and then overeating. And so then you're, again, erasing all the hard work through the week, or maybe not even erasing, but just putting yourself back at maintenance calories on average for the week because you keep having the periods of overeating because you're restricting so much through the week. Maybe you're someone that calories are just really low in general and you're not having a hard time with consistency, but it's that calories are really low. Your energy is low. Your mood is shit. It's just really taking a toll on you. And you're thinking, I don't know how much longer I can do this because this is becoming really hard. So that's a different scenario. You're not being inconsistent, but you're looking ahead and saying, you know what? I don't know how much longer I can give to a dieting phase because I don't have a lot of room to keep digging down lower. And you may not be to your goal yet. That's okay. There are going to be phases of cutting and reversing to maintenance and staying there for a little while, again, to restore biofeedback, to get to feeling better, to raise your calories to a higher amount so that when you do cut again, you're not starting from the bottom of the barrel. You're starting from a much higher calorie intake. So again, that's a totally different scenario than someone that's being inconsistent, but it's still a place where you would need to reverse diet because you are recognizing that, yeah, I don't have much more room to work down. another scenario, and this is where I found myself a few years ago, I would try to start a diet and it would be the worst possible time ever because maybe this was like earlier on in my business and I was working like a crazy person. I was traveling a lot, going to different things for work or just like vacations, doing a lot of things with my son. I was all over the place. So tracking was difficult and not even difficult. I found myself not obviously wanting to track while I was traveling to like all these cool places. I wanted to be able to eat and experience and do all that stuff. And that's fine. But it's recognizing that. I just got to a place where I was gaining weight because I would restrict all week and then I would have either binge episodes on the weekend from restricting or I was traveling and, you know, eating just YOLO, like I never get to eat this stuff, so I'm going to eat like a crazy person because when I get back home, I'm going to restrict myself and, you know, do really good. And so I was just really inconsistent and I was gaining weight because of the inconsistencies and just the over-restricting and then, again, overeating. So I went through a reverse diet just to get myself to an intake that was basically what happens when you start the reverse, if you're someone like me, then you're still going to be starting in a deficit because you're kind of meeting yourself where you're at. You're just going to increase the deficit. So maybe I was eating 1,500 calories and I went straight up to like 1650. And to me, that was still it was still an aggressive deficit, but it also was a lot more food. So my consistency became easier because I'm like, okay, I'm getting to eat a little more. And then weekly, we're increasing that. I'm still being super consistent because again, it's more food than I was used to through the week. And I started becoming way more consistent with it. Well, I started dropping weight because I was out of a surplus at that point. So you have to look at it that way too. If you're someone that's super inconsistent and you're likely putting yourself in a surplus because of the inconsistencies, then when you start a reverse and you start being consistent, even when you get to your maintenance and I mean, it's going to level off at some point, but you're likely going to lose weight in that beginning. So I think when I started my reverse, I ended up losing like 7 pounds total during the reverse just simply because I had been in a surplus for so long because of the inconsistencies. And once I got to maintenance, it was easier to push harder during my workouts and do a little more cardio that I enjoyed because I had more energy because I was eating more on a consistent basis. So again, if you're someone who is all over the place and you find that you can't be consistent with a diet right now, that's okay. If you can't be consistent with it, recognize that and meet yourself where you are at and go ahead and reverse, get to maintenance, and hang out there for a while. And then when you look and say, you know what, I feel mentally ready to give everything I can to a diet and be consistent to a calorie deficit, that's when you enter the dieting phase. So again, you have to be able to really take a look in the mirror and ask yourself these questions to know, because if you just keep saying, no, I can do it, I know I can do it, I've got it this time, my best friend's going to be dieting too, and we're going to do it together, and it's going to help, and whatever. You have to worry about you and just know, can I do it right now? Is this a good time? Am I going to be doing the same thing I've been doing the whole time, which is yo-yoing? And again, not only does that physically take a toll on you, it mentally takes a toll on you, and it gets harder to believe that you can do it because you see yourself keep doing the same thing and repeating the same behaviors over and over with the restricting and overeating. And then I'm back on it this week. I'm ready this time. So again, really just be honest with yourself and meet yourself where you are at and recognize that it may not, yes, you may want to lose 10 pounds. It might not be the perfect time for you to lose 10 pounds. You might have to really pull back and zoom out and look at the bigger picture and say, I really want to lose 10 pounds. I'm super inconsistent. I know that with everything I have going on right now, I'm not going to be able to give everything I can to a dieting phase. It's not fair to my mental health, to my physical health, to put myself through an inconsistent dieting phase or continue to do that. So I'm going to reverse diet, get to maintenance, and work on my relationship with food, work on restoring my biofeedback, work on lifting heavier and progressing things in the gym, and then get my calories to a place that when I am ready to tackle a diet, they're in a much higher spot and I feel better, and mentally I'm ready because I've not been restricting so long. So the biggest piece of all of this is really going to come down to the mental aspect, if you guys haven't caught that yet. This next scenario obviously is going to make total sense, but the reverse diet can be for the person after the diet, after they've actually hit their goal. So every time I do a dieting phase, and typically it's usually around 8 weeks long, sometimes it can be a little shorter. Again, I don't have a lot of weight to lose. It's more of a tightening up thing, so I don't go ultra aggressive when I do cut. Right now, I am doing the shred with the January people, so I am in a deficit. So it is, I wouldn't say super aggressive, but it's moderate, I guess, moderately aggressive. But when I do reverse diet after, it will be because I hit my goal. So it won't be because calories were super low and I couldn't be consistent, or I was just all over the place, or whatever. It will be because I got to my goal and I was ready to reverse diet. So there's a lot of people that will find themselves in this spot where maybe you've been dieting for several weeks and you've got to your goal and you're like, okay, what do I do next? Again, this is where you would reverse diet, work your deficit calories up to your new maintenance calories, and then I would say maintain there for at least the amount of time that you are in a dieting phase. So maybe you did like 12 weeks. So I would say at least stay at maintenance for a good 3 months. But I, you know, honestly, in a perfect world, you should be at maintenance the majority of your year. Now, for people with a lot more weight to lose, you're going to find that you'll need phases of dieting and then reversing. So also with people with a lot more weight to lose, they can stay in an aggressive deficit longer than other people because they have more body fat. And so the stores of body fat makes it easier to stay in a deficit longer, so they can like physically do that and be more aggressive too. So again, this really just depends on where you're at. So there isn't like a an exact answer for this because it's going to vary from person to person. But it will, you know, you might be somebody that has to start a diet in January, and maybe you cut January, February, March. So you cut for 3 months, and dieting fatigue starts to set in where you're like, I'm feeling like low energy. I notice that I'm like more hungry than normal. I'm getting really moody. Sleep has taken a toll. I'm just not feeling mentally in the diet right now. So I know I need to take a break and go ahead and reverse to maintenance for a while. Maybe you have a vacation coming up, whatever that looks like. So then maybe you reverse diet and you stay at maintenance for 3 months, and then you start another dieting phase in 3 to 4 months. And you might have to do that a few times throughout the year. So you might do a block of dieting for 3 months, maintenance for 3 months, dieting for 3 months, maintenance for 3 months. Again, it could look different for everyone. It might be dieting for 3 months, maintenance for the rest of the year. Again, you really have to look at where you are and what you have going on, and mentally, are you able to take on the diet when you want to? So again, the reversing piece, there's so many different places that it can meet you where you're at. And when I say you, I mean literally anyone. So anyone is a good candidate to reverse because, you know, it again, if whether you're dieting, you tried to diet and you're super inconsistent, you met your goal, even someone who is new to macros, a reverse diet is great because you, again, get to like kind of, if you've never tracked before. Typically, when I would start somebody out in a reverse, if they've never tracked before, I would start them out in a very like low, non-aggressive deficit. So, it, you know, just to get their intake to a place where we're like, okay, we know that throwing this much food at them, they're not going to gain weight, you know, gain fat. It's not possible because they're in a deficit still. But just to get them acclimated to tracking and then adding more food in, just so they get used to like, oh, this is what portion sizes look like. And then when they get to that, you know, 2,000, 2,100, 2,300, whatever their maintenance calories is, and they stay there for a while, then when they're ready to tackle a dieting phase, They're very familiar with tracking and doing that at a, you know, a higher intake. And then when they're ready to cut, they're cutting from a higher amount instead of someone who's never counted macros before. And they're like, you know what? I think I probably eat 1600 calories a day. And what happens with those people is they assume that they're eating that. That sounds high to them. When in actuality, they're probably really eating like 2000 plus calories a day, but they've never tracked to know. So then those people go to start a diet and they start really low because they have no idea what intake they've been eating at. So reversing and getting to maintenance is a great tool to use for someone who's never tracked before, because it lets you know where you're eating at, where your maintenance is at, and then that's the starting point for your diet when you're ready to diet. So again, those are all of the places where someone could fall in terms of knowing, you know, is a reverse diet right for me right now? Am I ready to reverse? So again, really meet yourself where you're at. But like I said, anyone can be ready for reverse regardless of where you are. Like I literally just mentioned four or five different scenarios. The other question that I'll get asked about reversing is, why you have to actually reverse and like do the weekly increases and whatnot. You don't necessarily. So what I will say for the majority of women and even men, but the majority of women are terrified to add in a bunch of calories. So if I said, hey, Becky, your maintenance calories, your perceived maintenance calories are 2,300. You're currently eating 1,600. Do you think Becky is going to have an easy time turning around and just saying, tomorrow I'm going to start eating 2,300 every day? She's not. Like the majority of women, again, men too, but especially women, are terrified of eating more. So the idea with the reverse and you're gradually adding those calories in week over week and bumping that up, it becomes more mentally easy to do. So that's one reason I recommend the reversing, just because it, you know, psychologically is easier for people to add in those calories to the higher calorie amount. Again, because most people think that 2000 calories is a lot when they've actually been eating that. If they've not, especially if they've been inconsistent, not losing weight, they've been eating that and more. And they just don't know because they're not doing it in one sitting. Maybe they're having like untracked weekends and they're, you know, YOLO. And so their whole average for the week is probably over that. And they don't realize it again because they're not tracking the days where they eat those higher calorie amounts. So when you're telling somebody, yeah, you need to eat 2,300 to be at your maintenance, they're like, there's no way, that's way too high. So again, psychologically, it helps to be able to bump that up weekly. And when they see that they're not gaining tons of weight every week, or they're not gaining any weight, or they're becoming consistent, maybe they're losing weight because they're not in a surplus anymore, like I did. It just really helps psychologically. The other reason I will say that it is good to reverse is because, and again, you can jump straight to your perceived maintenance. It's totally fine. But when you reverse, and the way I map this out for the clients that do the reverse with them, I have a like tier system that I do. So I have the lower end of their perceived maintenance. I have their perceived maintenance, so like the middle, medium area, and then their upper end. So the lower would be like maybe 100 calories shy of what I calculated their perceived maintenance to be. The mid, or let's say the lower is like 150. I don't know. I'd have to like look at somebody's exact example. And then the mid might be 75 calories short. I don't know. Again, I'm just throwing out numbers. And then the perceived maintenance would be like what I, or the upper end would be what I actually calculated it to be. So if they were someone who was a little uncomfortable and wanted to like cut it just a little short because they're like, I'm really nervous to like push all the way up to like 2,300. I'd rather stop at like, you know, 2,100, 2,200. That's fine. Again, you have those areas. I have those for you. So you can stop in that area. And maybe you see as you're at that area, you're like, you know what? I'm still a little hungry. I want to push a little higher after a couple weeks. Or you might see, you know what? I've lost weight over the last like 3 weeks at this area. I know I can push higher. So again, it really helps you to be able to be in control and feel like, well, one, you learn so much about your body, but two, you're just in control with knowing like, okay, I can eat more. I can push to this higher amount if I want to. Or you can just have gone straight to the perceived maintenance. And again, it's one of those, when you practice in those other areas though, you feel confident when you get to that perceived maintenance and knowing that it is your maintenance calories, because maintenance is a range. So if your activity does dip off some, you can always drop down to that lower area because, you know what, maybe you become more sedentary. Maybe your job went from working somewhere where you walked a lot around, and then you're now working from home and you know you're more sedentary. So again, it gives you those areas and that little bit of buffer room to feel more comfortable. Now, if you're someone who wanted to jump straight to your perceived maintenance, that's totally fine if you didn't want to do the weekly increases and reverse that way and you just wanted to go straight to perceived maintenance, not a problem. You can easily do that. Even if you overshoot your maintenance and go into a surplus, and this is why one of the reasons that I don't recommend doing this per se, is just because, especially if you've never reversed before. Now for me, it's a little easier because I've done this so many times. I know even with losing a few pounds, like what my maintenance range like really is. So, you know, for someone who hasn't, it's a little trickier. But if you overshoot your maintenance and go into a surplus and you see that you're like continuously gaining weight over a few weeks, you can always drop down, like shave 100 calories off or whatever that looks like to get back to what your actual maintenance is for that weight. So even if you overshoot it, it's not like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. I can't undo this. I think it just helps people to know that they're not going to overshoot it if they're doing that gradual buildup. So that one is probably the most commonly asked question when we're talking about like the, you know, how the reverse works. And then people will ask about weight gain and what to expect. This is really going to vary for the individual, and consistency and those things. So if you're doing a reverse and you're not consistent and you're still having bouts of overeating, yeah, you're going to gain weight again because you're, especially now, if you're adding more calories in with the reverse and then you're having higher calorie days somewhere along the way, you're very likely in a surplus because you're working on higher calories than you were and still having the inconsistency. So again, you should expect to gain weight. But with a normal reverse, if you're being super consistent and not going over your calories and that kind of thing, there are several factors that are going to cause weight gain, not fat gain, weight gain on the scale. The first one is just simply adding in more food. So more undigested food in your gut is obviously going to reflect on the scale. So you're going to see the food, the extra food, if you put it on a plate, those extra few hundred calories that you're adding in. So maybe you're at 1600 and your maintenance is 2200. So that extra 600 calories of food sitting on a plate is now in your body. Yes, that is going to weigh something on the scale. So when you're increasing your calories, typically you're increasing carbs. Carbs will pull water in because when they store as glycogen, that pulls water in. Not a bad thing, but of course, that's going to be reflected on the scale as water weight. Carbs will also have typically more fiber. So if you're eating more fruits and veggies, whole grains, oats, things like that, you're going to have more fiber, which is also going to pull water in, again, reflected on the scale. Your muscle is typically fuller because of the glycogen and the water in your muscle, again, reflected on the scale. So those things right there are accounting for the weight gain that you'll see. It might be anywhere from like 1 to 3 pounds from the number that you ended at when you ended your dieting phase. Again, totally normal. You should expect some weight gain, yes, with a reverse diet because of everything I just mentioned. So to think that you're just going to end a diet at 140 pounds and you're going to stay that forever even when you increase food is crazy because, again, when you're eating more food, even if it's at your maintenance to maintain that weight, that food still weighs something. So you have to account for that. So yes, a little bit like 1 to 3 pounds, I would say, is typically normal for the majority of people when they reverse. Now, for progress and tracking that, yes, I still recommend weighing regularly. It might not be every single day. Maybe it's like 2 or 3 times a week and viewing your trend week over week and month over month for the reverse to make sure that you're still working in your maintenance range. The other thing I would suggest is keep doing measurements and know that like your waist measurement is likely going to increase again just because of having more food in your gut. So that's normal to see that measurement increase a little bit. But I would still recommend to check measurements bi-weekly or monthly. Pictures probably biweekly or monthly, again, just to keep an eye on things, because again, if you don't measure it, you can't manage it. Where people mess up and end up gaining weight, those are the people that never track their food, so they never keep an eye on it, so they never, like, with money, they're not checking their budget, and then at the same time, they never weigh, and so they have no idea that things have spiraled out of control because they never step on a scale. So I definitely don't recommend, like, never weighing, or if you're not going to weigh, again, have other, like, things in place, pictures, measurements, to track if you are getting bigger, or smaller or whatever, depending on the phase that you're in. So yes, I still recommend tracking progress during a reverse and maintenance. The other thing I would say is set a goal outside of, because you're not working on fat loss. And for some people that gets challenging because you're not seeing like weekly weigh-ins going down and measurements going down. So this is the time where you are going to work on your relationship with food. If you were someone who was super inconsistent like I was, that was the main reason I started my reverse, is because I needed to work on my relationship with food and get out of the restrict binge cycle. So work on your relationship with food. It's a great time to work on your strength and building muscle. I always build muscle at maintenance. I never go into an intentional surplus. This is the time I use, because I'm at maintenance the majority of the year, to really push myself in terms of training and building muscle. So set goals there. Maybe you're a runner and you want to set a goal to run a marathon or a half marathon. This is a great time to do it. If you're trying to be in a dieting phase and be a runner, you should not have those two goals at the same time, ever, because they require two different amounts of eating food. So if you're a marathon runner and you're training for a marathon or a half or something that requires like a lot of distance, to think that you're going to be able to do that and be in a calorie deficit is insane. So again, those are two different goals that require two different ways of eating. So again, like setting a goal outside of losing fat and seeing your physique get smaller so that you have something to work towards weekly. So this has gotten a little long, but I do think this one is super, super helpful for those that are trying to figure out, is a reverse, you know, right for me right now? How do I know I need to reverse? You know, am I allowed to cut longer? Those kind of things. So I definitely think everyone is going to find themselves somewhere in this to be able to make that educated decision for them. And on that note, just to let you guys know, the Reverse Within, the first one of the year, opens on January 24th at noon Eastern Standard Time. So that one, I typically do have to cap the program just because it takes a lot more work on my end to get those to you. So that will likely, enrollment will go through the program start date. Well, the program starts on 2/7. And so I usually cut enrollment the day before, so 2/6, but again, if it fills before then, I'll have to cut it early. But it will open Monday, noon Eastern Standard Time, so January 24th, for those of you that are ready to tackle your reverse and need my assistance. It's a 6-week program. You get, training program in my app. It updates after 3 weeks. So it is designed around progressive overload to help you really push yourself and work on building muscle during that time. I map out your calories from where you are to your new maintenance. And again, I have those ranges of the low, mid, and upper end of your maintenance. There are weekly office hours where you have access to ask me all your questions once a week inside the app. So tons of support with this. This one I offered just once last year, or twice, and people were super excited, really great feedback from it. So that's why I brought it back. So again, it's only offered 4 or 5 times this year. The first one is for February. So do not miss out on that if you are ready to reverse. But yeah, that's all I got for you guys. I hope, again, that this was super helpful. Again, bear with me on the audio quality today. It is very last minute. So as always, if you share this with a friend you think, you know, it would help, or share it on social, please tag me so I can say thank you. But I hope you guys have an amazing weekend, and I hope to see you inside the reverse.